from Anshe Sfar Beth-El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parsha Vayeshev, Shalom in Genesis. If we do an analysis of the word Shalom, which you would think would be a common word in the Torah, we find the following. The word Shalom is used not so much in people exchanging Shalom one to another. It says that Abraham will go to his grave in peace. Okay. It says that the people of the Philistines and Isaac, they went their own way in peace. Okay. We have Yaakov trying to ask to engage in peaceful discussions with his new neighbors as he arrives in Haran to find a new bride. But as he tries to engage them, they don't want to talk to him. They say, "Do you know Lavan?" He says, "Yes." "Hashalom lo," is there peace with him? They say, "Shalom." It's peace. It's not a very extensive conversation. But in our parsha, we have a people who are deeply engaged in the question of pursuit of peace, or the opposite. Firstly, it says that the brothers hated Joseph, and they couldn't speak to him in peace. Lo yachlu didabar lo shalom. They couldn't speak to him in peace. They couldn't just say, "Hey, how you doing?" They couldn't do it. Unfortunately, Yaakov thought that he could have a discussion with them. He could inquire about their welfare. So Yaakov says, "Lech narei, come and see et shlom achecha ve shlom atzon." He mentions it twice. Come see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the sheep, and let me know how it's going. So he's supposed to go there and say, "Hey, brothers, how you doing? How the sheep doing?" That's what he's supposed to do. But we already know that lo yachlu debro shalom, they couldn't speak to him in peace. Matter of fact, by the time they saw him from far away, they already decided to kill him or throw him in a pit. This word shalom continues because when Yosef appears before Paro in next week's parsha, it says, "Elokim yaneh shalom Paro." God will return peace to Paro. God is interested in the peace of Paro. Later on, the brothers were scared that Joseph was going to take revenge because they found extra money in their baskets. He gave back their money from the purchase of the wheat, and they were afraid that they were going to be punished for it. So they said, "Look, we didn't mean to. I don't know. It happened. Somehow we got this extra money." So the messenger of Joseph, the viceroy, says, "Shalom lachem al tirao." He finally does bring shalom between Joseph and the brothers. He says, "Shalom lachem, you have shalom, don't worry about it. You have shalom." Also, when Judah and Joseph are talking, so Judah says, "That's it, we're all going to be slaves to you. You're right, we stole the cup, we're all going to be slaves." Yosef says, no. "Whoever has the cup, he will be killed. Or be a slave, I'm sorry. And the rest of you, alula shalom elavichem, go in peace to your father." As if he can go home without Benjamin, without Joseph, and still have peace. But he says, "You go in peace." So the word peace appears over and over again. And this story seems it's all about seeking peace. The whole story is, can there be peace between the brothers? And in the end, they're able to embrace, but the word peace is not used. Peace is not fully achieved. When the Kohanim bless the Jews later on in the Torah, and they're called on every day to go and bless the Jews, they're asked to seek the peace of the Jewish people. Yasin l'chashon, to ask God to bless the Jews with peace. That Yasin l'chashon, that God should place peace on you. We're told to greet one another with peace, with shalom. In fact, there's a verse in the Psalms, the end of Psalms, where it says, that for the sake of my brothers and friends, I seek peace to you. It's the role of a Jew to seek peace for others. Put peace on all of us. Bless us all together. Our goal as Jews, as people in this world, is to bring greater peace, first among Jews, among families, and then later to spread out peace in the entire world, peace with the Philistines, people, peace with those around us. But we start with peace in the family. And Yaakov is hoping that Yosef and the brothers could speak peace one to another. In the end, some sort of peace is achieved. It's not ideal. It's not perfect. It's lacking. But somehow there is some sort of cold peace between the brothers and Joseph. And it's our goal that there be real peace between all Jews. That in the end of days, Judah, one tribe will not be jealous of the other. And indeed, indeed one day, God will bless all of our people in peace. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed Congregation, discussion of peace. Join us each week for a discussion of the holiday and the Parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.